You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe is considering sending armed personnel into Ukraine after several of its unarmed monitors were attacked or otherwise threatened in several incidents. The OSCE Secretary General made the announcement after visiting staff members who observe a fragile ceasefire between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine, which is constantly violated, killing soldiers and civilians. Stefan Boss reports.
These are difficult days for Lamberto Sagnier, the Secretary General of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE. He says unarmed OSCE monitors have been threatened, shot at, harassed and had their access restricted, mainly on the side of Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Sagnier has now revealed that various proposals are being discussed to beef up the OSCE's presence. He says those ideas include sending a well-armed police contingent or giving weapons to the monitors, especially in the conflict area. However, Sagnier has made clear the OSCE first needs consensus on the exact security measures and that all parties involved in the fighting should agree. The OSCE's current mandate in Ukraine is as an unarmed civilian mission to monitor and help implement the ceasefire. But that isn't easy. On Monday, OSCE officials observed the victory parade in rebel-controlled Luhansk. Tanks and other heavy weapons were seen during the event, marking the 71st anniversary of Soviet victory over Nazi Germany, marking the end of World War II. Yet Alexander Hook, deputy chief monitor of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, has mixed feelings about the display of military might.
Everyone has the right to express their cultural and historical heritage, particularly when it comes to marking the 9th of May Victory Day. Heavy weapons in the middle of a major city are not an honor. They are simply a violation of the Minsk Accords and a threat to the people living in that area.
He has also noticed that several civilians and fighters have died in recent weeks in a conflict that has already killed more than 9,000 people. The OSCE counted 1,000 ceasefire violations on Sunday alone, while in some areas the enemy lines had moved closer to each other, sometimes being only 100 to 150 meters apart. Amid the increase in fighting, some 20 Ukrainian government soldiers were reportedly killed in April alone, compared with 5 in January. Both sides accused the other of violating the terms of what is known as the Minsk ceasefire deal, which includes a pullback of heavy weapons. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.